It is March 30th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. On March 28th, the U.S. Senate confirmed a historic 4 members of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and with that move, filled the commission and saw Chairman Rostam Benham get the most diverse set of colleagues in commission history. Here is the statement Chairman Rostam Benham issued about the confirmations of Christy Goldsmith Romero, Kristen R. Johnson, Summer Kristen Mersinger, and Carolyn D. Pham. I congratulate Christy Goldsmith Romero, Kristen N. Johnson, Summer Mersinger, and Carolyn D. Pham on their successful confirmations to serve as commissioners at the CFTC. The confirmation of these 4 accomplished professionals means that the CFTC has the most diverse set of commissioners in the agency's history. I thank Senators Stabenow and Boozman for their bipartisan leadership that brought these nominees before the Senate. The American people will be well served by having a full commission that can openly debate significant policy issues in an ever-changing derivatives and financial landscape. Former acting CFTC chairman and now FIA president and CEO Walt Lucan issued this statement on behalf of the FIA. On behalf of the FIA board of directors, members, and staff, I congratulate these 4 accomplished individuals on their historic Senate confirmation. They each bring important expertise and diverse viewpoints to this agency at a critical time. The derivatives industry faces a variety of challenges and opportunities right now, and I am encouraged by the fact that these new commissioners have all shown a willingness to listen and approach complex issues with a fair and open mind. We look forward to collaborating with the CFTC under their leadership of Chairman Rostam Benham now that it is back up to full strength. And our friends at the DCCC issued this statement about the 4 new CFTC commissioners. We are pleased to congratulate Kristen N. Johnson, Summer Kristen Mersinger, Carolyn D. Pham, and Christy Goldsmith Romero on their confirmations as commissioners of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Each brings a wealth of experience across the financial services industry, and we look forward to working with them to advance policies that ensure the safety and stability of the derivatives markets, as well as initiatives that bolster resilience and innovation to propel the industry forward. Congratulations to the new commissioners. We at JLN look forward to their leadership with interest. We also want to wish the best to former Commissioner Dawn Stump for her service. Thank you, Dawn, and good luck with what comes next. The terms of the new commissioners are as such. Christy Goldsmith Romero of Virginia to be commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for the remainder of the term expiring April 13th, 2024. Kristen N. Johnson of Michigan to be a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for a term expiring April 13th, 2025. Summer Kristen Mersinger of South Dakota to be a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for the remainder of the expiring term, April 13th, 2023. Carolyn D. Pham of New York to be a commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commissioner for a term expiring April 13th, 2027. The Federation of Euro-Asian Exchanges, or FEES, has developed a comic book called Borsa City that is available in 6 languages. The Borsa City comic book is now available in Greek, courtesy of FEES member Athens Exchange Group. Check out all of the languages, including English, with a link in today's newsletter. Also, FEES posted an interview with Sarah Tarawana, CEO of Securities Depository Center, Jordan, on YouTube. Today, I would like to share the FIA Hall of Fame video of Kenneth Raisler, retired partner at Sullivan and Cromwell. Raisler is a legend in the industry. Here is his FIA Hall of Fame video. The Financial Times today has a story titled, "Are Dogs the Key to Workplace Happiness?" Well, I can tell you that every day I have my two dogs in my office. Okay, it is a home office, but there are two beds in my office, not for me to take a nap, but for Bella and Indy, Indiana Jones, to take a nap. And their presence makes my office happier. It also makes me get up off my butt to take them for a walk. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Reuters, Elon Musk evokes rapper Eminem in opposing SEC decree. Elon Musk on Tuesday likened himself to the rapper Eminem in seeking to throw out his 2018 agreement with the top U.S. securities regulator requiring the Tesla Inc. chief executive to obtain pre-approval for his tweets. In a filing in federal court in Manhattan, Musk also renewed his effort to squash a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission subpoena for details on whether he and Tesla are complying with their disclosure requirements under the 2018 consent decree. My comment, personally, I would have invoked Gloria Gaynor, "I will survive." Here's a story from Bloomberg. BlackRock president says, quote, entitled generation, unquote, now learning about shortages. BlackRock president Bob Capito warned that inflation is having dramatic effects on the economy, with an entire generation now learning what it means to suffer from shortages. For the first time, this generation is going to go into a store and not be able to get what they want, Capito said at a conference held in Austin by Texas Producers of Royalty Owners Association, and we have a very entitled generation that has never had to sacrifice. My comment, he lived through the Beanie Baby and Cabbage Patch Kid shortage, let alone the Tickle Me Elmo shortfall. He knows whereof he speaks. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Whopping golf club fees cited as example of hidden inflation by Philly Fed president. Federal Reserve leaders are hearing about the economic pain that inflation is causing for Americans, including those who are members of private golf courses. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker, in a speech Tuesday on the economy and housing, said inflation is widespread and showing up in a wide array of items that are part of the Consumer Price Index basket representing Americans' expenses and some that aren't. My comment, here is a man who needs a reality check. The younger generation does not play as much golf. If they want to play any golf course in the world, they can, virtually. They don't have to pay for grass to be cut on Top Golf with Pro Putt virtual reality VR golf. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Training with a virtual reality Rocky has knockout potential. The technology has got me working out every evening for weeks. Is VR fitness a revolution in the waiting? It's Friday night, and against all odds, I'm at the gym, just me, some punch bags in a boxing ring, and Sylvester Stallone. He beckons me over. I'm out of my depth. Or am I? I look down. I'm ripped. A fine specimen. On my way to becoming a champion. In this virtual reality world, Stallone is there to keep me on the straight and narrow. My comment, guess what? If you don't like golf, you can take up VR boxing, except you don't have to worry about having your actual brains beaten in. My older brother boxes every day, VR style. I've seen no bruises or black eyes. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story on Tuesday was Wall Street regulator proposes to expand the definition of broker-dealers from Reuters via Yahoo News. Second was a tie between the trades, CME Group appoints new directors for its FX team and broker tech platform, and David Brooks' opinion piece, The Secrets of Lasting Friendships, in the New York Times. And third was the SEC charges seven California residents in insider trading ring. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The headline, hackers steal about $600 million in one of the biggest crypto heists. Ronin Networks says Steve took Ether USD tokens on March 23rd. Bridge hacks can threaten the ecosystem of decentralized apps. Hackers stole about $600 million from a blockchain network connected to the popular Axie Infinity online game in one of the biggest crypto attacks to date. Computers known as nodes operated by Axie Infinity maker Sky Mavis and the Axie DAO that support a so-called bridge software that lets people convert tokens into ones that can be used on another network were attacked, with the hacker draining what's known as the Ronin Bridge of 173,600 Ether and 25.5 million USDC tokens in two transactions. The breach happened on March 23rd, but was only discovered Tuesday, according to Ronin, the blockchain that supports Axie Infinity. And finally, a story from the FT. Canary Wharf proposes £500 million lab project to reinvent financial hub. Landlord wants to set up life sciences cluster in East London after pandemic dense office appeal. Canary Wharf Group has laid out plans to build one of the largest commercial labs in Europe, accelerating efforts to reinvent the financial services hub in East London district as a buzzing commercial and residential neighborhood. The landlord is developing a 22-story, 750,000-square-foot block split between wet labs and offices, which it hopes will ultimately be the anchor for a thriving life sciences cluster in East London. And here, finally, is a story from the FT. This crisis could be the making of Europe's carbon market. Volatility triggered by war in Ukraine brings a chance to force corporate investment in decarbonization. A disorderly crash is a strange way for a market to herald its coming of age, but it might just be the making of Europe's carbon trading scheme. The price of EU carbon permits tumbled following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, falling from a record high of £98 per ton in early February to lows of around £55, before partially recovering to about £80 per ton. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.